Greetings for the very first time in 2024. We've been away for our holiday New Year break. And earlier this week, we posted a recap of what we've been up to our pickle people, our monthly contributors with a servant's heart. And after a few days, I was like, you know, maybe we should share this on the main feed too. That way we can just kind of like jump right into it with our next episode without really having to do any recapping. So we decided to do that. I will say, though, we missed a naming opportunity of this episode. So over on Buy Me a Coffee, we called episodes Pickles. Just kind of said it once and it stuck. And I think you titled this like Christmas Time Was Here or something over there.
Yeah, I was going for like the Charlie Brown, which in my head, nobody's going to read it right away.
Christmas time. Yeah. Oh man, I'm so sick. It's even worse than you got to sound off key when you sing that.
That's true.
But I am sick, so it's even worse. But I feel like it should have been the Christmas pickle.
Yeah, I thought about it too after the fact.
Yeah, because of the Christmas like pickle ornament tradition. So,
which I feel like we always see and we always notice and stuff.
Yeah. So maybe that's what we can call this. Maybe this will be a Christmas pickle peek or something like that. It's like a peek into pickles, you know, for the main feed. Anyhoozle, so if you want to hear us sickly, and still sick, but sickly shooting the shit about what we've been up to in our time away, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the type that's strictly here for episode recaps and digs, maybe skip this episode.
We'll see in a bit.
don't say you weren't warned. But we will be back with our regular programming later this week.
Absolutely.
Hey, pickle people. Does my voice sound deeper? Does it?
A little bit, yeah.
To me, it sounds deep, but I also have plugged ears, so I'm not really sure. So, I finally caught what Tim has had basically the entire month of December.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I cannot get sick. I'm like, I have too much shit to do. I have parties and sleepovers and crit. I'm like, I can't get sick. I didn't until like 2 days ago. So my body held out. I'm real proud of it. I have a pretty good immune system. But I finally got it. And I wanted to record this like a day or two ago, but I was too sick. But right now I told him like, we need to record like now. I've staggered like three different medications and I'm right in that central hum where they're all kind of jamming right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we got to record this now. I am not coughing right now. So like, we need to go.
Yep.
My nose isn't running off my face. Like now is time.
And I was sick for a while. So you had a long time where you fought it off. So.
Yep. I can't be too upset with my body, I guess. It held out for a long time. So, I just kind of figured we would do sort of just a shoot the shit recap of our time away.
Mm-hmm.
Just personally, what the things we've been up to.
I've been sick.
Yeah, Tim's been sick pretty much the entire time.
Yep.
Pretty much. So the first thing that while we were away, and that was actually like the day like our episode came out, but was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We both worked. That's normal. You know, but Tim gave me my gift, and we're going to Disneyland in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Full trip. Hotel booked. Everything.
Which is really exciting because I think we talked about it on the main podcast before. But we were supposed to go in March of 2020 when, like, the world shut down.
like the day after it shut down. Something like that.
It was the next week. So it's like when I was working at the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Friday before spring break. We were going on my spring break.
Yep.
So I was all excited. I remember I was wearing my Sword in the Stone shirt. And I was like, I'm so, you know, everybody was like pumped for me.
Yeah.
And then my director got called over to the district office for a last minute meeting. And then she came back and was like emergency meeting with everybody. And it was to discuss how school wasn't going to be opening back up after spring break. And it was while I was sitting in that meeting that my phone went off and it was like my sister texting me, did you just see Disneyland is closing? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. Everybody was like, what? And I said it out loud and everybody's like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like they were like offering their condolences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had random people texting me and be like, I'm so sorry. I know you were looking forward to it. So now it'll be, because we're going in the spring again, it'll be 4 years since we've been.
It's a long time.
When for a bit there, we were going pretty, like once a year, every mm-hmm. year and a half, and then we went a long time.
Yeah.
Had gone again, and then now it's been another 4 years, so.
It's been a while.
It's exciting. Big Thunder, here I come. It's my favorite ride.
I got Whitney a shirt from a company. It has a picture of the goat. The goat at the big drop that has the dynamite stick in its mouth. And it just says, I'm just here for the goat. And on the bottom it says Big Thunder.
Big Thunder is my fucking favorite ride. It's absolute favorite. And when you can go during fireworks, oh, it's amazing.
My sister-in-law, your sister, said that they don't do that anymore. That they shut it down during fireworks.
What?
She said they tried to go on it the last time they were there and they closed it during that.
Oh my God.
Because I specifically remember, so little Disney thing, Whitney and I used to, the primo ride time is the parades. Because everybody with kids and most people are watching the parade. So that's the time where you can get on rides fast and you can just cruise through. And then same thing, if you're there late while the fireworks are starting, you can ride Big Thunder while the fireworks are going off, like right above you.
It's which amazing. Is awesome. Oh my yeah. God, that is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that was my birthday. And then 3 days afterwards was our party.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy lead up.
Yep.
I was on no sleep for days. The night before, I was crawling into bed at 3:30 and woke up at 6:30 the day of the party. And then my Fitbit reported 2 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. So I was like, okay, it took me 15 minutes to drift off. But it was there was a lot going on.
I got home late and it like super like right before she went to bed, she was like, I feel like I'm not completely falling apart. So I feel like maybe I should just keep doing stuff. And I'm like, go to bed. That's not the right mindset.
I'm used to like almost being at the point of exhaustion where I'm almost throwing up.
Like, it's not good. So I'm nothing like, about huh. that is good.
I'm like, huh, I'm not throwing up. I should. Should I go to bed yet?
Oh my God.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, not. Oh, big deal. Finally got to use my fucking cheese knife, which I would say it was a year. You know, a year in the making, but more, it was more like 25 years mm-hmm. in the making.
Yeah.
Or no, more than 25, 28, 29 years in the making.
Yep.
Because of how I wanted one ever since I was a fucking little child because of my mm-hmm. next door neighbor.
Yep. So the cheese knife was debuted. Yep.
But I didn't take a picture or anything. I told him, I'm like, instead of like at a wedding where you have like the cake cutting,
we should have the cheese ball cutting.
We should have had a ceremonial, like your hand over my hand, cutting into the cheese ball moment, and we didn't.
It's pretty good.
So, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
You just have your reel that you posted on the pod on Instagram.
I think it cut off before it got to the reels are doing weird things that I don't notice that, like, even when you put the full video clip in, mm-hmm. it's like cutting off the ends of every clip.
Oh, really?
I don't know. What the fuck ever. But here's our menu for people who care about that shit. You may not, but...
Somebody mentioned Rangoon's.
Yes, yes, yes. But if you remember, I'm the person, I care deeply. I love to know what other people are eating.
Mm-hmm.
I was that person that asked my coworkers every day what they had for dinner the night before. I care very deeply about what other people are eating.
Yep.
When everybody else was like making fun of Instagram because people sharing their food, I'm like, I don't care. I like it.
Show me your food.
Okay, so here was our menu. Cheese ball. With the fabulous knife. Of course, we had deviled eggs. Pigs in a blanket. A large assortment of various olives on my vintage olive tray that I got from Velvet mm-hmm. Forest Vintage. Thank you very much. Pickles. An assortment of pickles. Meatballs. Which I was honored when my niece told me that she thinks it's the best meatball she's ever had.
Wow.
Like, thank you. Because I've had meatballs places that I'm excited, and I'm like, oh, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So I was like, thank you very yep. much.
Usually dry. They were not dry.
Nope. Chorizo and potato empanadas that I made a little aioli dip to go with them.
Or as you are wont to say, empanadas.
Empanadas.
You always say that and it makes me chuckle.
I gotta explain why I say that though. Or you explain it.
So it was a line about two margaritas, right?
Yeah.
So in Golden Girls, it was somebody, Dorothy was telling Rose, oh, like that time that you had those two margaritas.
Margaritas.
So with that like kind of mispronunciation, you always say empanadas.
So I say margaritas here and there. And then for some reason, even though it wasn't empanadas, it just seems like it fits the same way. So I always say empanadas. But chorizo and potato empanadas with a aioli dip. Shrimp cocktail. Crab wontons.
Mm-hmm.
Hummus and pita. Various veggies and dips. Charcuterie.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade onion dip and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Pickled chicken skewers.
Those are good.
And then in the dessert and drinks room, homemade sugar cookies, oatmeal cookies, Mexican wedding cakes, molasses cookies. Gluten-free peanut butter blossoms, because I want to make sure my celiac friend had a
some
dessert
stuff to eat
option.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I put out like Little Debbie's Christmas tree cakes. Packs of a...
Those are good. I ate one last night.
Yeah, we have a lot left over.
They're so good.
Packs of... I almost said gummy snacks. Like, what's the word?
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks. And then, like, the holiday Oreos, mm-hmm. just to kind of bump it up a little.
Yep.
So, and then we had, like, full bar, all the things, and yeah. So that
Mildred
was
enjoyed those cookies.
Mildred was a fucking little shit. Little fucking shit. So if you guys saw the post of her with the fucking...
with the Coke nose.
Yeah. Like she's been skiing or something. Yeah, she really liked those Mexican wedding cakes. Man. And she kept getting up to go to those specifically.
Yep. And I was outside frying wontons in our little fryer and I hadn't really paid attention. Nobody else was there yet, you know, so there was nobody to like distract her. And I didn't pay attention. The door was closed from outside patio and I looked at it and I saw her standing on the chair. And I went, hey, and I slammed on the glass real quick. And then I went to open the door and she had already jumped off. And then when I looked at her, she had a giant piece of that cookie in her mouth.
It was unbelievable.
And then I was like, hey, and she like gulped it and ran.
Fucking little shit.
And then we had one that just had a perfect little like no tooth bite.
I don't even know how she got it because like she's really, I think what works to her advantage is that it's a very crumbly cookie.
Crumbly.
Because they don't have egg. They're not a really bound cookie. They're like a shortbread. Yeah. So I think that worked to her advantage. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to get into it because she has no fucking teeth.
Yeah.
But she was a little fucking shit. So then that picture of her, she's sitting in my mom's lap. My mom's like, I'll keep her here. And I'm like, yeah, you do that. I was like, this is your job. Thank you. I appreciate it. So my mom sat there and pet her. And
she had powdered sugar all over her face.
Little fucking shit. So yeah, That was the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that was exciting for me, besides the fucking cheese knife, a year and a half in the waiting, is I finally got to do like my little giveaway baskets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I started collecting for them the summer before last Christmas. So then I'm like, this is a fucking year and a half in the making.
Mm-hmm.
So when people walked in, I had like little cutout stars, which by the way, taken aback. I asked my mom, you remember in the one pickle where I was like, I dreamed of have all the things I would assign a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Well, for one day, I used my mother as a personal assistant. Because here's the thing. My mom is, she's finally retired this. She worked mm-hmm. at my same school district way before me, though. And this is her first year being retired.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn it. You know, the same way like a parent wants to then kind of like reap the rewards of like getting an adult child to like help them with things
mm-hmm.
after they've raised them. It's kind of how I feel about my mother. And I'm like, I want to reap a reward of you being retired.
Retired,
now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. If I just turned 34, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been raising my mom since I was 16. Isn't that 18 years?
Yeah.
That's 18 years. Yeah. I've been raising. Yeah. After 18 years of raising the woman and there's no end in sight. I just wanted a little reward, you know, You know, so I was like, hey. And if you think that sounds harsh, you don't understand the last 18 years of my life.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. But I've been raising the woman. She don't listen that well. But I saw that meme and it cracks me up. So I'm like, these parents that you're raising don't listen. It's fucking true. So I asked her if she could come over, if she'd be willing. It was very much if you, and I gave her the outs. If you have other plans or do not want to. I learned this from my friend. Like, I put all those things out there. You're not being forced to. I'm simply asking. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I'd like to come. So I had her come like 2 days before the party. And I gave her all couch projects.
Yep.
It wasn't.
Backbreaking physical labor.
Nothing. Nothing that I felt like this is a.
Like she couldn't handle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I think that these are all relatively okay tasks to ask of a 72-year-old woman, right? Mm-hmm. So like one of her tasks was cutting out stars with my puncher.
That's funny.
For these giveaway baskets, which I'll make it back there in a minute. Remind me if that's where I was at.
Okay.
That was one of her jobs. Another one was like, can you wrap these gift baskets?
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job. She's the right person for that job. What else did I ask her to do?
I think those were the only things you told me about.
But
I was wrapping the white elephant gifts.
I just remember like being like, I,
this is the other shoe. The other shoe is dropping, by the way. Because the beginning of that was really, really nice.
Oh, I had her stamp our cards going out to pickle people.
Mm.
Which, well, that's kind of a side story I'll get to in a second. But I remember when she got done with it, I was like, okay, I'm going to run to the post office. And that was at 4:30 because I was like, I'm going to get there right before they close. And I'm just putting it in the slot. You know, it's not a big deal. My God. So when I was leaving at 4:30, I was like, can you wrap our two white elephant gifts? And she's like, yeah, I'll do that.
And she was like watching Christmas movies and stuff. Yeah. As she was doing this, right?
She was doing them for over 2 hours to wrap two gifts. And so she'd, at the end of the day, she'd been at my house for 10 hours. And I was like, thanks. But it was like, I appreciate the help. It was helpful. It absolutely was.
So it was helpful, but her productivity rate was not great.
I feel like she was Buddy the Elf. Like, you know, when they're like, how many have you made? And he's like, but it was kind of funny when I think about it. She was kind of like my kid where I was setting her up with movies. And when I was in the kitchen cooking and like doing all of these things. And when her movie would be over, she'd yell for me to come change the movie. And I'd come change the movie. I was letting her lick the beaters.
It has come full circle.
It has.
Yeah.
So yes, one of my mother's jobs, back to what we were talking about, was to punch out stars.
All right. So regale us with what the giveaway was.
So there was a mix, a couple popcorn tins, things like that. But the giveaways that I'd been waiting for were movie themed around like a mug from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a Christmas Vacation one that said, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, kiss my ass, kiss your ass, kiss his ass, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
So I had that mug. So then it was a green Jell-O box because of Aunt Bethany's Jell-O.
No cat food.
No cat food. Eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
God, what else was in that one?
Was there anything moose related?
No, because that was part of my white elephant. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did turkey jerky sticks because of how when the turkey is overcooked and they're all like...
It's all dry.
Yeah. So I did turkey jerky sticks. I feel like there might have been something else that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was that one. Then for a Christmas story, on the mug, it's him saying, oh, fudge.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like peanut butter, but fudge cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did bars of soap.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my mom wrap them in like red tissue paper so it would look like the red soap because it wasn't red soap. And then a canister of Ovaltine.
Mm.
But I just remembered the other thing from Christmas Story.
Okay.
I mean, Christmas Vacation.
Mm.
It was a little like 4-pack sampler of jellies and jams. And I put a Jelly of the Month Club certificate on it. So that was the other Christmas Vacation. And then the third one was Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So I did candy corn, spaghetti, syrup, and like candy canes.
Candy canes. Candy corns, candy canes.
And then I put random candy in there too.
Yep.
So yeah, so those, I was waiting a year and a half to do those.
Yep, those are good.
So finally got to get those. And our buddy Arthur.
Our buddy made Arthur his grand appearance.
He made his grand, yeah. So like some of my nieces that have been.
Arthur stands.
That have been like saying, get her, bite her. Finally got to like.
Hang out with him.
Actually meet the man. He and his sister came. Oh, and we got him to, I'll have to post. Oh, we can't post videos on Pickle. That's annoying.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that's like really annoying to me. Like in my feedback, anytime they ask for my feedback, that's what I tell them. I'm like, why can't I post fucking videos?
Yeah.
We had Arthur send a message in a video, but I can't post it in here. But yeah, it was really fun because it was like nice way to like. The reason I think I like our party is like Christmas Day is like great with like your family and everything. But I like the party because I like the commingling of like people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have Christmas Day at your house and all these people be able to come.
Like, of course.
They've got their own shit going on. So I just like being able to be like, these are my old friends that I worked with. Mm-hmm. And here's Arthur that you worked with. And here's our family. And then here's my niece's boyfriends. You know, it's just kind of like a. I like the mix.
It was great. It was the weather was good. We all the work in the backyard went well because there was a lot of people sitting outside all day. The food was amazing.
We did left, right, center, and white elephant.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was fun.
Everything, almost everything Arthur says is hilarious to me. Especially when he's like, not on, but like it was nice to see him in a social setting just because he's so funny. And it made me happy that like these people that I've been talking about him to finally got to like spend time with them. And they're like, man, he's so funny.
And he always shows up looking dapper.
Hell yeah, his blue shoes.
He's wearing like his nice shoes and his vest. Such a dapper guy.
Yeah. American treasure, Arthur.
Yep.
King of beats.
Yep.
Arthur.
So I guess that kind of wraps up our party. Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Which, according to every 80s movie, you have to work on Christmas Eve. Why is that like a thing?
Yeah, I don't,
it's like a trope.
Why the fuck in Frosty the Snowman are these kids like... Number one, why is Karen not wearing pants? Karen, go put on some fucking pants.
No wonder you get sick.
Yeah, it's like later on she's like shivering and like that was like, well, try putting on pants first.
And Frosty's like, are you cold?
Yeah. Why is she not wearing pants and why are they in school on Christmas Eve?
Yep. Nakatomi Plaza. Why is the employee holiday party on Christmas Eve?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
His company parties on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas
too.
Eve, yep.
Who the fuck's doing that? Who the fuck's showing up to that?
Exactly. The Santa Claus is such a good movie.
I was just telling Tim that, like, when I think of 90s kid childhood, Robin Williams is, like, number one. Like, he was in everything that was important in my childhood, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why when he, after his death, I was fucked up for a long time. Like, I used to have dreams about him and stuff. It really fucked me up. But, I was like, if I had to pick, like, a number two, like, Tim Allen was kind of in everything, too.
Yeah.
It's like, watching Home Improvement and, like, the Santa Claus and, like, just other,
Toy
like,
Story.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, Tim Allen's, like, he's up there. Okay. So, Christmas Eve, we did our boozy bike ride, but Tim got off really late.
Yeah.
So, we went later than normal. And it did make a difference.
Yeah.
I told him, I'm like, I worry about people who turn off their lights. Like,
turn off their lights, yeah.
We keep our lights on all night. Like, to me, it's like, we do 6 to 6.
Because we're dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But, we're riding around. I'm like, this house has lights. Like, I know they do.
Yeah.
And, like, they're off.
Yeah. We got absolutely obliterated on Christmas Eve. It was so busy at work. And I even told Whitney, like, we were seating people, like, after we closed because they had been waiting. So it's like, it was almost an hour after we closed that we finally sent out the last ticket.
I was excited because they were closing 2 hours early.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
This will be great. And then he still walked in later than
I
was expecting. So I think we were out riding at like 9:45, 10 when we were starting.
Yeah, we got messed up.
Yeah, so it did make a difference. It was still nice, but I was like, oh, and because it was so late, there wasn't the smells that there normally is.
Not as many like households that have like a lot of, you can hear a lot of people talking and, you know.
Because normally when you go a little bit earlier, like 7, 8, you're smelling rolls and prime rib and tamales. And I was like, there's no smells this year. Like, yeah. It was like, oh, because they're done eating. Like, they cooked a long time ago. So, but we still did it. That's what matters. And then Christmas Day, Santa Paws, this is what I said in the video, but I think Santa Paws was just so busy the week leading up to Christmas.
Didn't get to watch.
Wasn't able to closely watch about, you know, for edits of the naughty and nice list. Because no. I think if Santa Paws had been paying attention.
She's been on one.
Mildred would not have been on the nice list.
Yep. The cousin sleepover, she destroyed the facade that she's not a lunatic.
Yep. I was like, man, we say like we used to be able to talk so highly to Mildred, and now you're just being naughty.
Yeah.
But she still got spoiled because Santa Paws was busy.
Of course.
She got a new scratcher. She got licking mats for her food to hopefully slow her down a little bit. But her big thing, her big present that Daddy still has to put together is that she got a stroller to go for walks. That's exciting. Aren't you excited, Mildred? Okay. I'm excited. Mama's excited.
Mom's excited, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Your opinion doesn't matter, kid.
Oh, she got a new fountain, too, which you also have to put together. I don't put things together, so you have a stroller to put together and a fountain.
She's actually pretty good at putting stuff together. She's just awful at reading instructions.
I look at them and I go, mm-hmm.
And then you just...
And then I say, nope.
Yep.
I don't do it.
Yeah, so it's not the putting together of things. You're actually very handy when you want to be.
I don't want to be.
You just don't read instructions at all.
Mildred. She's leaving. She knows we're talking shit. So, so about us actually opening presents, you and I, in the morning. So I do like to have like little nods to the podcast. Mm-hmm. So like last year, I gave Tim like an Arkansas cup, but the bigger thing was that I gave him the pillowcase of our fabric-y likeness of our Halloween costumes from last year of being Lego and baby cannon.
Yep.
This year, there was no pillowcases to be had.
No pillow.
I don't know if you were disappointed. But there were... They came in the form of your stocking this year. Mm-hmm. Small little nods. Like, I was really excited to find Faygo grape soda. We talked about it in an episode. And I remember at one point, and I was like, we don't have that here. And you were like, yeah, we don't. And I remember one time putting in like a locator, like on their website. And it was like, you can get it at like a couple like liquor stores. Mm-hmm. But I randomly found it at one Dollar Tree.
Interesting.
And they only had grape, and Tim loves grape shit. Yep. So it was even better that I was like, I find it, first of all, and then it's grape. So I got him like 2 6-packs of Faygo grape.
I'm drinking them in the form of a cocktail right now.
I put Pringles in your stocking. Mm-hmm. Little nod.
Yep. Ramen noodles.
I gave him Ramen noodles. Gave him an avocado pencil sharpener.
Mm-hmm. I love me a pencil sharpener.
But it's also a nod to the fact that we both have avocado half tattoos that we got on our wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So an avocado pencil sharpener, a Paul Frank loofah. I was pretty pumped about that one.
That's pretty good.
And then my final favorite is that we like little like coffee spoons. Like we have little cat ones and like I have a couple vintage ones and like whatever. Mm-hmm. I got little spoons that look like shovels.
Both the square shovel and the rounded shovel.
You guys get it? Get it? Because we're digging up the dugger. So I gave him shovel spoons. I was very excited.
I got to put those in our coffee area.
I've had them for months. I was so excited. I was like, this is a fabulous gift.
It's so good.
So yeah, that was the podcast nods. No major gifts this year, but all stockings.
A lot of ornaments.
Oh yeah.
I'm a sucker for an ornament, and ornament technology has just gotten better.
Yes, I agree.
Because they're all just like intricate now, you know what I mean? And they know that, you know, I'm going to make this one little quirky thing and people are going to love it. My favorite was probably the tub of cheese balls.
Yep, it's pretty funny.
And it had all the little orange balls in it. I got a McDonald's style chicken nugget dipped into a like a to-go ranch container.
I do almost feel like you giving me the mixed nuts ornament is almost kind of a podcast thing in a way, because we talk so much about like Hanny getting into the mixed nuts and like the cat pick out the cashews and you know, let's go.
I told Whitney we should make a reel about like what our favorite ornaments that we got this year, because there's some good ones. Whitney made some.
Well, that was my favorite gift to you this year. Of all the gifts I gave you, my favorite ones were the ornaments I made.
So I have this one when I was a little kid, and it was kindergarten, and I remember I was wearing a little polo shirt that was neon. It was like lime green and purple, striped, like horizontal stripes. And we took a picture that we had, like our school picture.
It looks brown.
No, because I remember that outfit.
Why does it look brown in the picture?
Because it had matching purple shorts. I remember that outfit.
It doesn't.
So they had us make this like round cardboard backing. We glued our, you know, our little sticker to it, and then we glued pasta.
Picture, he means.
Yeah, there you go. Like dry pasta to it, and then the teacher spray painted it gold. So it's like this gold ring that has like your school picture in the middle. So Whitney entirely remade that with a current version of myself.
I sized up because I figured that was appropriate. So it's enlarged.
Yep.
The only picture I could find that was like a good like straight on of your face was the picture I posted of you holding up your cat dad shirt for Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's the best I could find. So I had to cut it off like in a weird spot because you're like holding a shirt up to yourself.
Right.
Well, I'm like, whatever. And I put it against like a blue background because I was trying to like recreate like a school picture.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then I was like trying to like place the pasta the same, but because I made it bigger, I'm like, it can't be exactly the same because I have more space to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I tried to recreate it, and I even tried to like recreate the back where they have construction, red construction paper like cut.
Yeah.
And then it says like the year.
Yeah.
So I tried to like.
It was very good.
So that was, I was very proud of that one. It was a random idea. And Mildred helped me. I have a picture of her sitting there helping me. She helped me do it.
We'll have to post a picture of the two because it's very funny.
And then the other one I made him was a Die Hard.
Yeah, it was the little, it was the spray painted silver box. And then on the inside, it has a picture of, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name? Bruce Willis, when he's in the vents.
He's got the lighter.
Yep.
So I've been saving this little box for like a year. And I'm like, I'm going to make an ornament out of this. And I had to like, yeah. So I spray painted it, and I had this spray paint delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tim was like, he was the one who had to sign, because you have to sign for it. I wasn't expecting to have to sign for it. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. And then he's like, oh, here's your, and I'm like, well, what? Something's being spray painted silver. But yeah, those are my favorite gifts to you.
Those are good. Yep. But yeah, I bought you so many ornaments this year.
Yep.
A lot.
Well, you helped us establish our bar tree.
Yeah, I bought a lot of bar tree stuff. A little bottle of Aperol, because we love a good Aperol.
A really good martini, like dirty martini.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Like there's an old fashioned where like you could tell that they legit like poured the, put little fake ice in the glass and then poured resin to look like the liquid. So it's like you actually see, you know, it has a little cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Neither of us got anything for our cactus tree. It's supposed to be our Arizona tree. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, we got yours. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. We put a couple of things that we had, but one of them's just decor, and it looks like an old, I love it. I bought it for myself from Postcard Pantry. Should be an ad. But it looks like an old postcard that says Arizona, like welcome to Arizona. But it's the ones that have like the big letters, the big block letters. And then in the block letters, it has like things that represent that state. It's like that style of like old, you know, postcard.
I think the only other ornaments I put on it was the Mexican
snowman. The Menachi snowman.
Yeah. The year we got married, my sister gifted us this trio of Mexican snowmen.
Yeah. They're like so playing mariachi instruments and wearing big sombreros.
They're cute. So. That just reminded me of another podcast gift I gave you, though. I gave you an Old World Christmas pinata.
Pinata, yep.
Because I got him a pinata one years ago, but he didn't like it. And compared to this one, it wasn't as good. Mm. So a couple years, like the year before we started the podcast, I'm like, at the end of the season, I'm like, do we just get rid of this? You don't seem like you like it that much. He's like, yeah, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when we started the podcast, I'm like, oh my God, because of Selfish Pinata, I'm like, we should have kept that ornament.
This one's so much better. Yeah.
And actually, we want to read what it says. I remember us talking about how we wanted to read what it says on the thing. Let me go get it.
All right. So it says, Pinata. It has it phonetically. The pinata is associated with Mexican fiestas and fun. It also has a Christian meaning.
Does it?
And we were both like,
what?
The candies inside the colorful paper figure are temptations. The blindfolded person stands for blind, unwavering faith, and the stick symbolizes goodness. I've never
heard any sort of Christian correlation ever.
The stick symbolizes goodness. When the candies are released, they are just rewards of faith and goodness.
So all those birthday parties over the years when you were a child, you had no idea you were participating in a Christian
praising
ritual.
The Lord, apparently.
You had
no idea.
Christian ritual. Who knew? That's why Jim Bob had it for the children down
See?
There.
Christian Ritual was the lesser known B-side by Night Ranger. So, yeah. Christian Ritual, all the time has come.
I can't laugh or I'll cough. I would laugh, but I can't.
I love that song, though. I've never karaoke'd it before, but I sang the fuck out of it on Rock Band, man.
Oh, sure did. Sure did. So, yeah, so we just... So we're kind of just talking Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, my sister is supposed to be hosting Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Tested positive for COVID. COVID. And I was in the middle of like making like my pie. Like one of my assignments. I had like four things I was making. I was like in the middle. I'm like, God damn it. And I was like, God, do I offer it up? But like, honestly, the thought of hosting again was just like, I was like, oh, we just had our party the week before. Mm-hmm. Before that, we had our... like the sleepover. I was just like, I just don't. And I was like, and then luckily one of my other sisters like, we can move it here. And I was like, thank God. Thank you. And I even told her, I'm like, thank you so much. And I'm like, cause now we have a place to go. But I was like, I just really didn't feel like doing it. You know, I was just like, I can't like again. So luckily I feel so bad for her. Cause I know how much that sucks from last year to have put in all the work, to have cleaned your whole house, to have done all the shopping. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, never mind. And hers was like the day before. So there wasn't even like, Oh, I felt so bad for her. But had it over with the other sisters. It was good. All that. Did a scavenger hunt for our nephew for one of his gifts because we're taking him to see Miss Nelson is Missing.
Miss Nelson is Missing.
Which means his mother loved that book when we were kids.
Yeah.
So when we went to see White Christmas in November, we saw that they were having like the kids like over in the other theater. And we're like, oh, let's take Bop to this. So did a little scavenger hunt for him. Because I'm like, you know, when you're giving a kid that thing that says like, we're taking you to a show, I'm like, that's kind of fucking boring. Yeah. So in the past, like when it's kind of funny because they were about the same age. But when two of my nieces, when I was taking them to Frozen on Ice, I did the same thing where I'm like, oh, so that's kind of like my thing. If I'm giving you like tickets to something,
I'll do a scavenger hunt. At least have it be a thing. Yeah.
So it's like you have something. Yeah, but Christmas was fun. But I will say, like 2 days before Christmas, because Tim was really nice. So you had Christmas Day off, and then he was having the next day off because it fell on his normal days off. Not that normal days off really mean anything in the end. It gets fucked with all the time. But I was like, oh my God, you have the day after Christmas too? So I was like, we're extending Christmas. Like I officially was just like deeming it like, I felt like Christmas in the Cranks where it's just like, where he like types up his little thing that's like, we're like basically we're skipping Christmas, but I felt like I was like typing up a thing that's like, we are extending Christmas. Because I love doing the sleepover with my nieces. I love throwing our party, but it's just the whole month is just like fucking
jam-packed.
Go. And it is for everybody. It literally for everyone. Your kids got fucking spirit weeks. They got performances. Like they got like, it's just like so go mm-hmm. with those things, which I love, but there isn't like a whole lot of time to just like sit and be. And like after Christmas is like the ultimate, because if we were to try, so this day after, like I told him, like I cannot wait to go to sleep and wake up and have our Christmas. Like we had already opened our presents, but I'm like, I'm deeming this day our Christmas.
Mm.
So that's when Mildred got her gifts.
Yeah.
So we watched movies all day. I think we watched like 6 Christmas movies. I'd barely gotten to watch even a fraction of what I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
We watched movies all day. We ordered food.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we order food from?
Tacos.
Oh, that's right. We went to the taco shop.
And my little shout out, real quick. We always talk about, like, you know, this was a business that we supported when we were quarantined, when we were trying to, you know, kind of order food from very local places to keep them afloat. And we kept going after, and they've always had the same menu board, and they don't do any delivery. And now their website's redone. You can order online now. And like, I went in and their menu board's all new, and I looked and it's the same family that still runs it. So
good for them. Mm. So we ordered food, we had cocktails. I'm like, this is what I wanted. I'm like, this is it. Because even if we had taken a day on one of your days off, there's so many other things going on. I don't feel like I could fully relax because I'd be like, there's something I should be working on.
Right.
For preparing for. I should be wrapping gifts. I should be making the little handouts for our boozy bike ride. I should be doing something for our party. I should be cleaning the house. I should be.
Right.
I feel like it's after Christmas that I can actually be like, there's not a list of things to do because all those things are over. So now I can just like actually just sit and fucking take it in and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Tim, I'm like, we need to do this every fucking year. Like, this needs to be like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like I keep up our decorations. Like some people who are like taking them down the next day. No, like mine are up till like mid January. To me, it's not New Year's without having your Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I get wild because when we upgraded a couple years ago to a tree where I wasn't having to tie the branches on anymore. Oh man, that was a whole thing. I was literally having to tie them on because it was so fucking, and then I threw it like probably like 2-3 years ago. I was like, I can't fucking do this one more time. Mm-hmm. And I ran out and bought a tree.
Yep.
Anywhoozle. So now that we have like a real tree that I don't have to tie together every year, it has the different light settings. I'm a white light on the tree person, but it does have the multicolor setting. When it's New Year's, I change it to multicolor and it becomes the party tree.
Should we call the cops? Because you're getting a little wild right now.
Multicolored, guys. I haven't worked my way up to flashing, but it's multicolored at New Year's.
Delinquent over here. Oof.
But what was I saying?
We were talking about extending the holiday into the day after. Yeah, but I was saying
something specific before I talked about lights.
Your wild tree escapades.
Oh, I would say I keep up the tree. Like, it has to be up till New Year's. It stays up till mid-January. That's just the way it works out time-wise for me. And so it's not like I'm automatically taking decorations down and like being like, Christmas is over.
Yeah.
And I will continue to watch some movies, but the day after, I automatically get a little glum. Like, it just feels different. You know what I mean?
The magic's gone.
It does. It feels a little bit different. So like this year, I was just like, nope. It was like a mental thing of telling myself, nope, it's not over. I'm extending it. So it was great. We got that whole next day where I didn't feel like it was over. The only thing that sucked is we were planning, like, he was going to go back to work the next day. And then he was going to be off again the next day because, unfortunately, we had a funeral to go to. But because of that, I was like, well, afterwards, you'll be off.
Right.
So I was like, we're going to do that again. And actually then, because City of Glendale does Glendale Glitters every year, and it was an anniversary year this year, so they added even more and there was like different stuff. Number one, we just don't have the time with everything that's going on to fucking make it there before Christmas, but it's also a fucking zoo. Like,
yeah,
it's insane. But I'm like, it's still up, it'll still be up. It won't be a zoo anymore because Christmas is over to a lot of other people. And I'm like, so then that night after the funeral, I'm like, let's go to Glendale Glitters, let's go eat somewhere downtown. And then go back and watch more movies. And then Tim had to go to fucking work that day after the funeral. Yeah.
I have two cooks that had COVID.
So that put a damper on that. And then I felt like that kind of like, wah, wah, and like cut my season off. You know, like I didn't keep watching Christmas movies after that, really. But it did extend it a little bit and made me realize that that's what I want to do going forward. I want us to decide that Christmas is still going for a few days after.
Like, yeah.
And I know people are going to be like, Well, you could do that anyway, but I'm talking about the mindset. It's like literally a mindset thing. Yes,
your mindset still definitely shuts down after Christmas is over.
Yeah, and so it's literally just being like, even if I'm watching, because I watch those things, but I'd be like, but it's not the same. But it's like telling myself, nope, it is the same.
It's still contributing to the same holiday season, even if we're at the end of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because like, just so much goes into that front half, and I'm like, no, I just want to extend it on the back end.
Yep.
So yeah, I think that next year there's gonna be, I'm gonna put even more planning into it, looking at your work schedule and really have it be like, our Christmas is happening these days, you know. And I think that'll be nice. So yeah, so that put a little damper on it, but next year, we'll make sure it happens.
I still didn't watch Jingle All the Way. The Christmas Chronicles was good. Never got to that one.
Yeah, we have a whole list of things we didn't get to. I didn't watch either of my Miracle on 34th Street. Can you believe that? Can you fucking believe that?
Yeah. It was weird. I felt like we got good ones out, but I felt like we also didn't watch. You didn't watch some other ones.
I never watched It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
For me, it's really like, I need to watch the 1940s Miracle on 34th Street, and I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I set it up for my mom, so while I was baking, I could hear her watching it, but it wasn't the same as sitting down and watching it.
You didn't even watch This You Call a Wonderful Life, you know?
This You Call a Wonderful Life. It's a great SNL sketch, by the way.
It was like Turner Classic Movies where they would play the movie and then the guy would have the like the little like behind the scenes things in the in between. But it was a parody where people don't realize that that It's a Wonderful Life actually started out not as a Christmas movie, but as a Hanukkah movie called This You Call a Wonderful Life.
And it's Jason Sudeikis, right? As like the main character.
He's
like,
Bailey.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. So instead of Merry Christmas, it's Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
It's so good. And then he goes back, and when everyone's at his house, he's like, oh, you guys are going to help me and pay the money back. And they're like, oh no, we do what happens when there's problems. We brought food.
Yeah, and it's like Kristen Wiig is her face. So she says, we brought food. And then she was like, I brought a something and a babka. Do you have any coffee? And she goes, none made. She has 40 people over to her house and she doesn't make coffee.
And she doesn't make coffee, yeah.
And there's a whole fight about deli.
About one of the delis, yep.
Andy Samberg.
I think their pastrami's too fatty.
Then get the lean!
You can get the lean!
And then they're like, this went on for 40 minutes.
Yeah, none of the actors needed microphones. At the end, he was like, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is a movie about joy and coming together of the holiday season, and they decided to scrap This You Call a Wonderful Life because it's just an expose on the stress of holiday gatherings, you know.
It's a really great sketch.
Yeah, You Call a Wonderful Life.
That's another thing Tim and I like to do is watch a bunch of the holiday SNL shorts and stuff. It's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of summed up our Christmas.
Yeah. I do want to shout out one thing. Obviously, in a post that Whitney made about Christmas cards and about the Santa Claus hutch.
It was on my list, the cards, yes.
The Santa Claus hutch is that piece that like is... We have a lot of Christmas stuff in our house. And the thing about Whitney is that Whitney curates everything. So it's like all of the decor that we have. Yes, we do have a lot of Christmas things, but they're so like thoughtfully put together and they're themed and they're like, we don't just buy stuff to buy stuff. You know, Whitney buys things that she likes.
I've been collecting for years.
Yeah. And I feel like there is definitely a difference between somebody that like just went to Target and put their arm on the shelf and dumped everything into their cart or somebody that is, you know, going through and picking those things. So
thank you.
You do very good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned cards, I did one. So I posted a reel for people who are on the IG, and I know we got cards from more than just pickle people, but, it was so amazing like how many like cards we got, and it was cool to be able to find a way to display them. So I went and bought like a 50-foot garland, and I just cut it up and put it in a couple different places around the house. And then I got mini clothespins. I got way too small. I gotta get bigger ones next year. They're a pain in my fucking ass. But I, like, pinned them to the... Mm-hmm. And it was cool just to be able to, like, walk around and, like, look at them. And Tim and I opened every single one. Like, I'd save... I'd go pick... I'm the one who picks up from mm-hmm. the P.O. box.
Yep.
And then I'd save them. And we'd open them together. And we would read every single card together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sent us a card, we read every word.
Yep.
If you don't, you know, we may not be able to, like, message people. That's a lot. Or, like, whatever. But I just want you to know we read every single card.
Yep.
And there's still ones coming in.
Mm-hmm. We have a stack of ones we didn't even get to post before, the ones that came that we did the same thing. We still opened them and talked about them. And...
Yeah. So, and I was looking on our dashboard this morning. It says that there's a couple more. So yeah. It's like.
A lot of really cute pets out there.
A lot of them.
Diggers.
Got some cuties.
Yep.
We love them.
What was the one that had the, that was like kind of a cartoon drawing of them and all their pets and they had a horse?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
The, that one was adorable. Yep. If that was your card, I don't remember who sent that. Card was adorable. It was like the couple and then like the different animals they had, and they have a horse and it was like a white horse and it's like up there in the picture with them. Adorable.
Yeah. It was so awesome. And I was already like, oh, next year if we have more, here I am, I'm like whoring myself out for fucking more cards. But I don't care. I'm a slut for a card and I don't even care. But that so because I added it over a couple doorways and then I was like, oh, if we need more room next year, I'll do it over here. So yes, I'm
game planning.
I'm a whore for a card, and I'll take them next year too. I fucking love it. Yeah, and I'm not
fold
just saying
or
that,
no
like,
fold.
Yeah, we're not a no fold, no thank you, bitch. Exactly. Like that one twat was.
There was actually one that was a really cool vintage Santa too. Should fit in super well with the hutch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I just so again, I know they take a lot of fucking work, coordination. I know the time it takes. Oh, that reminds me something about. So ours went out later than I wanted to. But for a specific reason, I don't think anybody noticed because nobody said anything about it. But I very specifically went on the post office website and ordered stamps that were pinatas. I was like, do I get the elves again? Because there's what's available like in your post office and then there's what you can get online. My post office didn't say they had the elves, so I originally went on online being like, I should get the elves again.
Right.
And then when I saw that there was pinata stamps, I was like, well, now I got to do fucking pinata stamps. And I remember sitting with you and like doing the order and everything like that. And then days and days and days passed, and I was like, I feel like they should be here by now. And then I looked, I guess it never went fully through and I didn't notice.
Oh, that sucks.
It ate into a week of our time. And then, so then I ordered them. And so then it's like, could I have just gone and gotten regular stamps? But then I was like invested in this idea.
And having the pinata stamps.
So then it was like a full week later. So that's why my mom, when I was preparing for the party, like I had, like they arrived while my mom was over and I was like, here, stamp these cards. And I'm like, these are international, need this stamp. And the rest of them are pinatas.
Yep.
So I didn't get them sent out till like the 16th.
Yeah.
When it, really, it should have been probably like 5 days earlier based on when I thought I would have gotten them. So sorry, they went out a little late, but, and nobody said anything about the pinata. So I don't know if anybody noticed, but it was a little added detail that I enjoyed. Yep. I got satisfaction out of that. Sorry for people who are international. There's no pinata.
No pinata stamps yet.
But, that was a little detail that I enjoyed.
Yep.
So, yeah. Again, just thank you for the cards. It's so much fun. We look forward to it and it's like a thing. I save them for when I see him. I don't open them without him. Like, mm-hmm. We open it together.
And Arthur was commenting on him, too. I saw him at one point. He kind of stepped away from the group and was kind of looking through all the cards. And I was like, isn't this crazy? And he was like, what? And I was like, I think at the time of our party, we hadn't gotten any personal Christmas cards yet.
And we didn't even have the second garland full yet. It was like the second garland was like half full. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was just looking at him like, yeah, none of these are family. These are all listeners. And we kind of talked about our thing with cards, you know. Now it's a whole thing with Gene. But
well, I think that was like doing the whole cards thing was like another moment. I don't go into depth about the podcast with my mom because like luckily she can never find it even if she wanted to. Like I'd have to set her up. I mean, look, you heard how I have to set her up. I'd have to set her up and tell her exactly where to go.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not her vibe anyway. Like she wouldn't. But it's like, I don't sit there and talk about, we did this and this, that, but I don't hide it from her either. Like, she knows it's a thing. So I told her, I'm like, these are for some of our podcast listeners. And my mom was like, oh, wow, all of these? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, this, I had our personal Christmas card deck, and it was like much smaller. And I'm like, these are international. She's like, who do you know internationally? I'm like, they're podcast listeners. And she was like, wow. And then like after her sitting there stamping for like 20 minutes, she was like, so you have like a P.O. box. And I was like, yes, mom, I do. Yeah. And she was like, oh. And so I was like, you can see the wheels turning. We're like, we've had this conversation where it's like this thing where you're like, people don't really know
the scope.
They don't know what you're doing. And yeah. So it was like my mom being like, oh, like, so it was just kind of funny to watch her like process it.
Yep.
So it's funny. So my mom stamped all your cards. So yeah, I think that's kind of it for Christmas. And then Timothy's birthday.
I was sick on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And I worked, which is the tradition. Worked,
which is normal.
Yep.
So we gave him his gifts in the morning, me and Mildred.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to work. And then the plan was for me to make his, I actually posted it in the Buy Me a Coffee in today.
Oh, did you?
The recipe for, because I like to make Tim something for his birthday. He picked pozole. So I was like, do you want to wait? I'm like, do you want it on your birthday or do you want to wait for your day off? And he's like, let's do my day off. Then yes. So we were going to have it yesterday.
Then we're both on our deathbeds.
I'm so fucking sick. So then I woke up today and made it. But so it was
so good. It was exactly what I wanted to.
Yep. Which is, I was like, this is probably a good meal for both of us right now being sick. You wanted it anyway, but I'm like being sick. Yeah. I'm like, this is probably a good meal to be having.
And I felt like yesterday my body wanted like cooked vegetables. So I was like, well, yesterday I cooked not feeling well and did like stir fry. So, number one, it felt good to cook for you when you weren't feeling well.
Thank you. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But, you know, New Year's isn't... Tim always works New Year's.
Yeah.
It's always... He always works his birthday. He always has to work New Year's. And I don't make it a point. Like, sometimes I stay up till midnight. Sometimes I don't. Like, it's not, like, a huge thing. But, like, I felt so shitty. That was the day I was, like, getting really sick.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, fuck it. And, like, 9 o'clock, I laid down, like, in our bed and, like, mm-hmm. went to bed. I didn't even, like... doze on the couch. Like, I was like, nope, I'm fully turning in. I didn't even tell you, Tim. At 11:50, Mildred came in pawing at my face to wake me up. And I was like, what time is it? It was 11:50 on the dot. And I'm like, do you know that there's 10 minutes until the countdown?
She says, so, Mom, it's almost the new year.
So I was laying with Mildred in her bed.
Oh.
When it hit midnight and the fireworks got even crazy. They'd been going off all night. Our whole fucking neighbor. There's so many fucking fireworks. But it got really popping at midnight. And yeah, it was me and Mildred alone. And I'd been awake. And then, so I'd been awake like 10 minutes. So I'm like, okay, time to go to sleep now. And I went back to sleep because I didn't feel good. But yeah, so I rang in the new year with little Mildred. She woke me up to make sure that we had that moment together.
Nice.
It was like right on time. I was like 10 minutes, like on the dot.
Yeah.
She's like, Mama, don't miss it.
Oh, baby.
But then that sucked because a new little tradition that I'd kind of started with myself. Because Tim's usually not here. And I was like, oh, I'll get to do it with Tim this year because he's off on the first. Was to, I make like Ultimate Bloody Marys on the first.
Mm.
But then yesterday I felt like shit, so I didn't do it.
Yep.
So I have all this shit to make Ultimate Bloody Marys and I'm just like, ugh. Now it's past.
Yep.
But. So yeah, that's kind of a recap of our.
It was a good season. I felt, even though I was sick through all of it, I feel like it turned out pretty well. Our day after was nice, being able to watch all the movies and just not do anything. That was kind of refreshing, you know?
Yeah.
And then at work, I did a thing that I've been trying to do recently has been, you know, I pack one of our Christmas cards and then I'll put a little like mini stocking that just has like stuff for food service workers. So I'll usually put different candy in there, but then I'll put like a pen. This year I bought like holiday pens. So they all have like, this one has nothing but snowmen on it. And this one has like Christmas trees and the red one has Santa Claus. So I gave them a holiday pen, a Sharpie, two different kinds of candy, and then a box cutter. So I always make the joke. I'm like, nothing says love like giving people sharp objects. Because I used to give out like pocket knives. Like I would buy employees pocket knives. Because then when they were trying to punch a box open, I'm like, you have a pocket knife, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And you've given them like the little sheathed, like kind of like paring knives before in the
past. Yeah, I did that last year. Yep. Yeah. So they were all very thankful for that stuff. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't, like, in my head, I'm like, that wasn't that big of a, like, a crazy thing, but it was kind of just a nice little thing, you know?
Yep.
By the way, the shout out's going to go to, there's a Mexican candy called mazapan. That's like a little disc of like peanut confection. It's like sweet. It's like crumbly.
It's very crumbly to me.
Yeah. And I like it because that crumbly in your mouth turns creamy and I love it. So I love mazapan. The most famous ones are called De La Rosa and they have like a rose on the front. But they also make a chocolate covered mazapan that comes in like a little actual like plastic, like a candy bar. It is so good. It is like a Mexican peanut butter cup. And that's what I put in the bottom of the stocking. So as people were there, I'm like, hey, my favorite Mexican candy is on the bottom there.
That just reminded me of something else I did podcast-ish related for your stocking.
Uh-huh.
So I always grew up with the orange in the toe of our stocking. Oh. So I guess it's not podcast related, but it made me think of it. So over the years, I've put like different, some years I do give Tim an orange in the toe, but like I like to do different things. So I've done like a persimmon, I've done a pomegranate, I've done an avocado. Mm-hmm. I try to make it something different. So yeah. This year, just because when Michelle in the hospital, when he was like, oh, canned fruit, we're like, oh, cold canned fruit, like a pear. It like
sounds so good.
So down in Tim's stocking, I put a can of pears and a can of mandarin
oranges. Yep.
And then instead of the normal, like, in-shell mixed nuts, which Tim doesn't seem to like, but I do it every year anyway because I'm like, it's tradition.
Yep.
So a play on that, I gave him a can of mixed nuts this year.
And once again, I'll post that I got you the mixed nut ornament this year. And the reason why it was good, too, is because it's so detailed. Like everything on it's detailed. The label, the cap, like, yeah. And they're premium, and we always talk about that because the premium ones have the cashews.
Usually, I think deluxe.
There you go. Yeah.
The word deluxe. Cashews, and then they got the pecan halves.
Ooh. The big thing I remember working in catering, the big thing on our menu was doing it with no peanuts. And it was with allergies, but then it was also the thing where it's like.
The peanuts are the filler.
Peanuts are the filler. Peanuts are like the lower tier nut. You know, you want to go with the one that has, like, Brazil nuts.
Well, the funny part, this one had, like, one Brazil nut in the whole thing. I was like, this is bullshit. But the thing about it is I really like peanuts from the shell. Like, I like shelling them. I feel like they taste better. But once they're in the can like that, they're not exciting to me. Like, I'm like, they've lost their, like, luster.
That's funny.
But I like to crack a peanut shell and eat it.
Yeah.
That's different. Like, I can do that all day. And I'm like, oh, they taste better to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, I guess that was... They were inspired by the podcast, so that's sort of that. But I was like, oh, I'm going to put some canned fruit in his fucking stocking this year. And he's like, I'm going to put them in the fridge.
Yeah, I was looking at them last night. There's something about canned... I grew up on canned fruit, so there's something about canned fruit cold out of the fridge.
Yep.
Like just the crispness of that pear. And don't get me wrong, fresh fruit's delicious. And I know some people that hate on like canned fruit and vegetables, but...
See, I don't really remember my mom buying a lot of canned fruit.
You said yours are frozen, I was thinking vegetables.
Yeah, we didn't really do a lot of canned vegetables. We did frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
But I don't remember my mom ever buying, like, canned fruit. But I remember begging her to buy the little fruit cups that had the maraschino cherry with the maraschino cherry juice.
Ooh, those are the fancy ones. Yeah.
And she'd be like, they're expensive. And I was like, please. And I think she bought them for me like three times, like total. I was a kid begging for fucking mixed fruit. You know, like, it's just but I loved the ones with like the cherry juice because I love fucking maraschino cherry flavor. Like, I love cherry flavored shit. I really do. It's good shit. But yeah. So anyway, sorry, I interrupted. But
yeah.
Canned fruit in your stocking.
Yep. Canned fruit. Whitney always goes all out on stocking. She's very good at stocking.
My favorite thing about Christmas.
Yeah. Like, Ken's job is beach. Like, your job is stocking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you're right.
I was thinking about it because I just looked. I bought her Barbie, like the special edition Barbie on Blu-ray.
Yep, my job is stocking.
She's very good at it. We get lots of cereal in the house this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a sucker for cereal. She got one of my favorite culinary things to do is make ice cream, and she got me an ice cream maker, which I've never had. So I'm very excited about that. And a little container. The little container to put the ice cream in.
Yep.
Yep. So it was a good one. You make a good holiday, lady.
Thank you. So do you.
So we hope you all had a fantastic holiday. Hopefully.
Holiday season.
Yep.
Peter Biblow is pissed somewhere.
Yep. I hope he is. Fuck off, Peter. Happy Honda Days if you celebrate.
Yep.
We are a Toyota-thon household.
But if you wish us a happy Honda Days, we're not offended.
We're not mad. We just like the well wishes.
Yes. Thank you. We appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah.
Even if we are a Toyota-thon family.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's so good. I actually went back and listened to that episode. That episode was so well put together. You're real good at stuff, lady.
Thank you.
So, Mildred, you're producing pretty well.
I know. She's sitting here. Look at her sitting. I call it sitting like a student when she just had... when
her paws are like real straight.
When they're real straight right in front of her, like side by side, and she's like sitting up real straight. Yep. I call that sitting like a student.
Sitting like a student. She has good posture. Yeah. Posture.
Yeah, posture. There you go.
But, well, we hope you had a good season. And
we had to stop 400 times for one or the other to cough.
That's what happens.
However long this episode ended up being, double it. That's how long it took to record because we can't stop fucking coughing.
We hope you enjoyed this bonus cough cast. There's our big finish.